Welcome back, everybody. It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Born on this date in 1968, actor and comedian Orlando Jones of Mobile. And it's been 7 years today that former Governor Robert Bentley resigned. So, will Joe Biden make it onto the Alabama ballot this fall? Today, we have election politics, another police chief sidelined, and weather. I'm Mike Morgan, and we are down in Alabama. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen sent a letter to State Democratic Party Chair Randy Kelly, copied to DNC Chair Jamie Harrison, to let him know that Alabama's deadline to submit a certification of nomination for president and vice president is 4 days before the Democratic National Convention begins, reports AL.com's Mike Kaysen. Now here's what that means. The party nominates its presidential candidate at the convention, which begins August 19th. And Allen is saying if he doesn't have the nomination by August 15th, by state law, he cannot put Joe Biden's name on the ballot in Alabama. A similar issue came up in Ohio earlier this week. Now, in Alabama, this is not a new law, but set aside for a moment that somebody somewhere doesn't know how to work his or her Outlook calendar. Wes Allen is a Republican, just like the previous Alabama Secretary of State during the last presidential election. And in 2020, both parties had late conventions, but the Republicans had one even later than this year's Democratic convention. And in order to accommodate it at the time, the Republican-controlled Alabama legislature passed a bill that moved back the deadline for just that one election. Now, nobody's predicting a competitive race for Alabama's presidential delegates. President Biden is as long a shot as ever, at least in our state. But his absence could affect turnout, which in turn can change the numbers in the down-ballot races, notably that newly redrawn and potentially competitive race in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District. You may recall the workplace shooting 10 years ago at a UPS facility in Birmingham. A man who had been fired from his job killed two supervisors and then himself. Well, on Tuesday at that same location, a UPS driver was walking across the parking lot to leave for the day when he was shot and killed in what police say was a targeted shooting, reports AL.com's Carol Robinson. Now, I mention these two stories together because of the oddity of it happening at the same workplace location and taking the lives of employees who work there. It's important to note, however, that this recent killing, according to police, is not at this time considered a workplace shooting, but a targeted crime. Anthony Lamar Love Jr. was a 44-year-old husband and father who had worked at UPS for about 20 years. For the second time in 2 days, we're reporting that a police chief in Alabama is on administrative leave. Previously, we mentioned that Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert was on leave. City officials there gave no reason. Now, a City of Mobile spokeswoman said Police Chief Paul Prine is on administrative leave during an investigation into the department. Now, a report on that investigation is expected in the coming weeks. Last year, the department was involved in multiple instances where the deaths of black men led to protests and at least one lawsuit. But Prine told Fox 10 News he's being punished for filing grievances over unethical behavior by city officials. Well, dogs are better than cats in Alabama. You can't argue with me because I've read it in a study and I know it's true. Actually, Forbes and the American Veterinarian Medical Association studied folks' canine appreciation and found that in Alabama we own more dogs and have to pay less to own those dogs than most other states, reports AL.com's Warren Kulo. We're 11th in the U.S. in dog ownership, with a whopping 46.9% of households owning at least one. We're 4th in dogs per home at 1.9. And we're 9th lowest in acquiring a canine with an average cost of $262.50. Now that includes your typical supplies and accessories. Now why did I start this segment with a little cat slander? Because only 26.1% of households own a cat. That ranks 29th nationally. Hey, we're going to take a really quick break to pay a bill and then do some weather with one Lee Barnett Morgan. Hopefully everybody but the cat owners at least will be back with us. Well, Lee Morgan, I would love to say that I'm glad to have you back on the show, but you know, we did this a little over a week ago, and people always say, you know, everybody makes a big deal every time there's a small chance of tornadoes, and then the events often pass, and if it didn't happen in your town or it wasn't big news, it kind of fall through the cracks news-wise. But last week you were here Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday. And the tornado count from that day was 6, I believe, is what they ended up with. And it was all over North Alabama, Central Alabama, Coosa County, Chilton County, Colbert, and Dallas, and Limestone, I think. But we're gonna do this again and hope for better results. Thanks for coming on. You got some weather to talk about.
Yeah, sorry everybody. Here I am again. Well, it looks like we got another severe weather day coming up today. So this one's a little different. The Storm Prediction Center has a level 4 out of 5 risk for the southwest part of the state. A bigger part of the state has a level 3, and then there's basically all the state has some risk of severe storms. Now, this one's a little different. Your better chances for severe weather are going to be in South Alabama today. Central and North Alabama, they could also see severe weather, but the thinking from the National Weather Service office, not Storm Prediction Center, but the National Weather Service, is that the conditions may not line up just right for widespread severe weather in those two spots. Now, that doesn't seem to be the case for South Alabama. So if you're in South Alabama, especially Southwest Alabama, keep an eye on things all day today. Storms, according to the Weather Service in Mobile, that covers that area, are going to be possible from the morning hours all the way up through the night. So no break for you tomorrow. And that's where we could have the worst weather. We could have, they say, wind gusts could be up to 80 miles an hour. That's like a Category 1 hurricane force there. We could have some tornadoes again, and they could be a few strong ones, which we consider EF2s or higher. Mm-hmm. And then statewide, all the weather people are worried about the threat for a lot of rain. Now, there's no telling who's going to get the most, but South Alabama looks like a likely spot. Someone down there could get 40, even 6 inches of rain before this thing moves out on Thursday. So it's a good day to just be weather aware. Check your forecast often, because it's not a slam dunk forecast and things can change. So just keep updates, you know, keep updated through the day. I expect we'll have some sort of watch at some point today, or a tornado or a severe thunderstorm watch. It's nothing to panic about. Just know what you're going to do and we will all be fine.
All right. Well, river's going to rise. We can say that for sure.
Oh, yeah. And as a matter of fact, along the coast, they've got a high surf advisory, coastal flood advisory, rip current advisory, basically all the things down there. So y'all are used to it down there, but winds are going to be, you know, coming on shore. It's going to be very windy tomorrow, even away from storms across the state. But down at the coast, you know what that means. That means some coastal flooding will be possible. Don't even think about swimming in the Gulf. It's still too cold anyway. Come on. Yeah. And because there's going to be a high risk of rip currents, and it's just a messy day.
Thanks for joining us and doing this again, Lee. And I hope tomorrow everyone is able to say, yeah, they said it again and it didn't happen again. So we'll knock on wood for that.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take a hit for the team. Yes.
All right. Thanks. And thanks everybody for listening to us. We're going to be back here again tomorrow. Until then, y'all come on by and see what we're doing on the internet at al.com.